Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, here it comes.
You have a noon tea time.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This is AJ and Dusty on Masters Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon. Happy Thursday to you. The 8th of April, 2021. And a happy Masters Day to all. Thank you. Hi, AJ.
And we needed the
Thanks
golf.
For coming back.
We needed the golf clap for Masters.
So I'm going to be checked out for the next 3 hours. Hope you guys got this. You guys got this?
Yep.
We good?
Yep.
Good.
Listen, we got plenty to talk about.
Here we go. Draft profile on. Who do you want to profile?
Do you have a sport?
For maybe 3 hours?
Maybe we should talk about a sport first.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
No, you guys can just go ahead. I'm just watching golf.
Let's look over the draft prospects for the next MLB draft. Because I'm sure everybody's all wired in on that one.
Especially you and I.
Now, that is a draft that everybody can talk about.
You and I, especially, would be really...
Riveting.
Really invested in...
I got a guy out of Florida named Jed Hooey.
Got a guy.
He's a hell of a pitcher.
Jed Hooey does sound like... And he sounds like a relief pitcher.
You just made that up.
He sounds like a relief pitcher, but he sounds like a great one.
He just made it up.
Well, yeah, obviously, but it just sounds like it's a great pitcher.
P.S.
I'm not saying that he is a great pitcher.
P.S. You don't know that. You don't know. You don't know if I just made that up.
No, I do know.
I guarantee. You haven't done research.
I guarantee it.
Guarantee.
I give you the Charles Barkley guarantee.
Jed Hooey.
That you made it
up. It's H-U-E-Y.
I'm sorry?
Jed Hooey. H-U-E-Y?
No, the J is silent.
Oh. See. Yed. Yed Hooey? Wait, but you said
Jed
at first.
Yeah, well.
Roll the tape.
What are you going to believe me?
I would love to look it up, but Dusty got in here early and messed with my computer because now it's updating.
Ah! In your face. That sucks. Actually, I shouldn't be.
Conspiracy theory.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No, you shouldn't, because I've always been very sweet when you complain about yours.
In fact, she goes over to your side and disinfects
it. Stop your. She does.
Before the show.
Yeah, I know, because I'm usually late. She disinfects my side of the studio, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's
incredibly
you're
nice.
Yeah, it is
very sweet of me.
And I am not. I'm definitely not. You know what? Wow. And so I sympathize with you. I'm sorry.
What did you just wow?
I Googled Jed Hooey and the first thing that pops up is a video and the title of the video is Then I Whipped Out These Guys for a Friday Rumble.
It's dogs.
It's Hooey, yeah. Jed, and Audrey are three golden retrievers that are playing together. But when you Google Jed Hooey and the first thing that pops up is something that says, Then I Whipped Out These Guys, I'm clicking on that link. No wonder this computer updates so much.
Yeah.
But I'm clicking on that link and it's Jed and Hooey are just two dogs. I don't think there's a person named Jed Hooey, let alone a baseball prospect out of Florida.
Isn't that what our Odyssey overlords are trying to stifle?
Do we?
You know what I mean?
Googling?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Because now when I go to my computer, in my my little space. I get on there and I'm boom, right on the Odyssey homepage.
Yeah.
And they're monitoring me.
But it's
they're watching me.
But if I ever am asked about this, it's for content. So like even if that Google if that link would have gone sideways on me, I was it was show content and I could just
show prep.
Yeah, we could bring it back to the air check on the Odyssey app. We could just go listen to the Odyssey app and I'd be like, look, at 12:04, mm-hmm. we were searching who Jed Huey is and yeah. then this website whipped out whatever it was going to whip out. Turns out it was just three dogs.
Cute.
Just three dogs.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody having a good Thursday?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Thumbs up. Everybody Masters?
Thumbs up.
Everybody got their picks in for the Masters?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Jed Huey for you?
It's
also
gonna be,
could be a golfer on the PGA Tour, Jed Huey.
It's going to be Christian You want to help me with this one?
I don't even have the leaderboard up right now.
My computer's not working.
Boysenberries.
Boysenhout. Bozoidenhout.
Bozenhout?
Yes.
Yep.
Gosh, look at that name. Oh. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you look at this thing. It's just letters. Can't even decipher a name here. Bozoidenhout. There we go. I got it.
Quickly with confidence.
Will Zalatoris is a guy that AJ and I were watching his post-round interview. And he looks like he could just shred gnar. Like he honestly, if he wasn't wearing a polo and a Srixon hat, he has this long, like shaggy blonde hair. He's got the surfer tan. He actually kind of looks like Spicoli.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got a little Spicoli look to him. And it was, he had a badass look about him. He looks like he definitely looks like a surfer. Will Zalatoris.
Yeah. I looked at Zalatoris too. Look at his picture on, ESPN, the little pullout picture.
Don't have that up.
I'd love to, but my computer's shut down.
Oh, right. He looks...
Feel your pain. I'm so sorry.
He looks like a rugrat. Like, he looks like he doesn't belong at the Masters. He looks like he got out of bed. Either that or, like, they came over to his house and were like, hey, you haven't taken your picture yet. We're just going to do it here. He's like, well, all right.
Well, those are my favorite. I mean, those are the guys that they make golf relatable to people.
Yes.
Because you have to have those people like John Daly. And you probably don't know Beef Johnston.
I know Beef.
Andrew Beef Johnston, who just looks like he'd be at your Muni rolling around in jorts. And you're like, I know that guy. Like, I've seen that guy.
I know that guy.
He hits rockets off the tee box. You never know where it's going to go. But this guy, Beef Johnston, actually keeps it on the rails, is a damn good golfer, but it's somebody that makes golf relatable because, I'm sorry, somebody named Charles Howell III is not going to do that for you.
No.
You know? Most golfers are completely unrelatable because it's a white-collar sport. Like, it's a rich person's sport.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so they're not relatable to the average dude. So you need a Beef Johnston every now and then to cancel out your Mark Leishmans.
Or a John Daly.
Or a John Daly.
You know what's interesting, though?
And all of his warts.
Is that...
There's a lot of
pants.
Them. Yeah, flashy pants.
The flashy ones, yes.
Your people that go to public courses, though,
yeah.
You know, they're not like that. It's just everyday people. And I remember this too, that like that's tennis true. Has gotten this way
yeah.
where it's like, it's all upper echelon people, but you don't have like your John McEnroes anymore.
Yeah.
They're just schlubs from the Northeast
right.
who are like, yeah, I play tennis. What
yeah.
of it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I'm going to yell at the yeah. umpire.
Screw you.
Or because yeah. if you are really confident, you always feel like you need to raise your voice to make your point.
Yeah.
As we saw with Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Just get loud. And then you'll convince people that you're right.
Yeah, that's boy, right. Isn't that video something? Brandon Marshall just screaming about NBA contracts.
Very invested in it.
Yeah.
I like it.
The passion or the inaccuracy?
The passion.
Okay.
I mean, this is something that this is never, we see it more often now because there's just more cameras worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that were wrong were always really loud historically at being yes. wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. And the problem that Marshall has is that he doesn't flip it back on the other person. You know what I mean? Like when you're wrong, that's what, you know, you go three times before they give you information to prove that you are wrong. And then at that point you go, well, I think you misspoke. And then you just flip it.
I feel like this proves you. Are you like reliving some arguments in your own household in your head right now?
Oh, I'm reliving my time on the fan. Just flip that thing. What do you say? He didn't average that. Oh, well, you were the one that was talking about it. I haven't said anything about that.
Oh, dear.
You brought it up.
Well.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Well, the Masters is here, so congrats, everybody.
We made it.
We've finally made it. I'm just going to watch all of it on masters.com on my second monitor that I have here. Because
that's
you can.
Cool.
Here's a gripe. You guys aren't golf people, so you guys are just going to look at me and be like, yes, so. You can't watch it live on TV. Like, one of the biggest golf tournaments in the world. And I've got to go to their .com to watch it live. I can't go to the Golf Channel or ESPN. It will pick it up later in the day. It's only a certain number of hours that you get it every day. And they have the exclusivity of it.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
I want to watch it all day.
Yeah, it seems like a missed opportunity.
Because I find this similar to opening day of baseball. There's something green and serene about looking at Augusta National Golf Club.
The azaleas.
The azaleas, the rolling hills.
The
it's
azaleas.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. Although I will say last year when they did it in the fall, it was also very pretty. Yeah. That golf course is just beautiful.
Probably my favorite moment so far is that Rory McIlroy hit his dad with a golf ball.
We've all been there.
Yeah, if you guys have seen that.
We have?
What?
Huh?
His dad was in the audience.
Don't yell at me.
You heard me.
Don't get loud with me.
He's a patron, by the way.
Okay. So yeah, he hit his dad with a golf ball.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, right in the old shinaroonie.
You guys ever have a regrettable sports moment? I do. I'll tell you. Mine involves my dad, and I threw a ball at my dad during a game. Yeah, during a basketball game. My dad was in the stands. It was a JV basketball game. And my dad was in the stands and he kept saying, zip the pass. So we had a flare screen set and I was at the top of the arc and I zipped a pass right past our guard who was coming off the screen, right past his head, went right up, hit my dad in the stands. My dad never said another word.
Did you mean to hit him?
Oh, it was a message I was sending. He said it to zip a pass. I zipped the damn pass.
Wow.
And it went right into row 3.
That's impressive accuracy,
right at
Mr.
him.
JV.
Right at him.
Wow.
It was a horrific pass, and I was probably taken out of the game. My coach was like, what are you doing? I was just like, it just really upset me.
It was.
You know, you go through those things. It was like 16, or 15, had a bunch of hormones. I was not ready to be have some calmness about me.
I haven't had one of those, but I do remember that, like when you play basketball as a grade schooler, you stay with the same squad if you've been in the same town for about like 5-6 years before you get into a traveling squad and high school and everything. So you see some of the same characters. There was a good 5-year span where there was one parent who had a kid named Chris that played. And that every time...
Has the name been changed to protect someone's identity?
Oh, no. Will doesn't do that.
No, it's Chris.
Will does not. Okay. What's his last name? Just out him.
No.
No, we're not going to do
that? We're not going to do that.
Okay.
And every time he'd get the ball...
Jeez.
His dad...
Somebody's got ethics here.
...would be up in the stands, and he'd go, make it rain, Chris!
Oh.
And he'd say it, like in increments of like 2 seconds. Like, come on, Chris, make it rain!
Oh, okay, so here's the thing.
5 years of that.
True confession. That's absolutely how I'm going to be as a parent.
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to make it rain? You're going to make it.
That's probably not going to be my go-to phrase, depending on the sport. But you know in Blindside when Sandra Bullock's like screaming down at the coach and then she's so upset with his call that she calls him on the sidelines?
Mm-hmm.
That will be me.
I'm going to go ahead as a coach and say... You are the parent that we hate.
Yep. I'm aware of it.
Hey, but you know what?
I was also a coach. I was also an umpire. I was an umpire for softball when I was like 16, 17, I think.
Okay.
I umped for softball because I played softball for like 9 years. And
you're still okay with knowing what parent you're going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I feel. It's like, I understand what I'm about to do, but at the same time, what's my other option?
I think that's probably the best option because nobody really remembers those things except for your kid. And then when your kid gets older, they have the confidence and they're like, ah, whatever. It was just mom.
Wait, hold on. Except for the kid, the community.
They don't remember.
You just got done talking about Chris's dad.
Yeah, but. What am I going to see Chris again?
I didn't say that. You were talking about that, Dusty. Yeah. What do you mean?
Ooh, good spin. Good spin. If you are going to be that parent, just own it, I guess.
This is me owning it. I don't even have kids. I don't have a plan to have kids.
All right.
But here I am telling you right now.
Handshake agreement. Own it.
So competitive.
I like it. I like it.
And I'm sorry ahead of time.
Hey, this is great. Pull this clip, email it to AJ, and AJ, when the time comes.
In 15 years?
Yeah, whenever it is. I don't know. You can just... When you have a coach in your life, you can just email them that clip when your kid is on the team and just be like, I said this a long time ago. I got it out of the way. I'm sorry.
I apologize in advance.
Yep.
To my kid's future Little League football soccer coach.
Ooh, no basketball.
Or basketball. Well, I'm kind of short, so I just don't, I don't know that I'm going to produce the next Ari McDonald, but maybe.
Well, she's 5'6".
I'm 5'4".
Yeah, well.
But my husband's tall, 6'3", so.
Yeah, you measured out.
Yeah.
Meet in the middle.
I'd love, shoot.
That's how height works, right?
You know, you could just.
With those WNBA jerseys that came out today.
Pretty sick.
I really want my kid to be a baller.
You could just go to a random softball game and pick a kid to stick up for. You know what I mean?
Like adopt a kid at a game?
Yeah. Hey, I co-sign this.
That would be so fun.
Uh-huh. You don't have to pay for the kid. You don't have to parent them. You just go to the game.
Because you know what? Yeah. If like Will can't go 500 yards to a park because he did that on his own. And
with his transition lenses.
Yeah. If a guy does it, it's super creepy. But if you were just like, no, I'm going to stick up for this damn kid.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got to be the advocate.
I like it. Like, observe the game for a minute, figure out who's not getting cheered for, like, whose parents aren't in the stands, and then, like, pick the kid that you're like, oh, I haven't heard anybody cheer for them, and then just go all in on that child.
Yeah.
And then after the game, disappear before.
Yeah. Their parent, who's like,
but make sure to follow them to every game.
I think that's the lady from the news.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
Then you would have a rivaling sports station do a piece on AJ, who is a newscaster in the area, going to kids' games and rooting on random children.
A hit piece.
Rooting on random children? Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
children
that's a great
should be
thing.
Cheered for. And some people have parents who can't go to games.
I don't know.
I
some
volunteer
children
as a stand in parent. What? Okay. You don't get out of that. No. Finish that sentence.
No. Uh-uh.
Finish that sentence.
I will not. I never
Coach.
Will.
Whoop. Coach.
Zipped it.
Okay.
Look, we all agree. There's nothing wrong with you going to a random kid's softball game, picking them out, and then just harping on them the whole time,
no,
and then
harping,
going
I'm
to
cheering.
Each game afterwards.
No, I'm cheering.
No,
I'm
not cheering harping. Them. Cheering them
cheering.
On.
Yeah. I'm being
advocating for them.
That's right. Nobody disagrees that it would be a great idea for you to find the kid that's parents aren't there and then take it upon yourself to root for them.
No. I think the parents should be there. Make it a little bit, add that layer of awkwardness there.
Well, but the whole point would be you wait until you realize which kid doesn't have somebody cheering for them when they come into the plate,
and then boom.
Then you stand in. So then if the parents being quiet, then they're like, wait, who's this? What?
Or who's this what weirdo?
Okay, right. We have a social experiment.
We have a sports show too. The Pac-12 is flexing. That's new. We'll talk about that. Something Ducks and Beavers can both agree upon. The universities are actually in agreement on this. We'll see if their fan bases agree with it. That coming up at 1 o'clock. We got some draft chatter as well. And Brandon Marshall will be a prominent piece of this show. Plus, you mentioned sweet unis that are going on in sports. Nike knocking it out of the park yet again. Where we got to start though, Blazer fans, they've got to have the biggest FOMO ever right now.
Yep.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. I think we're onto something here with your sending you to local youth sporting events and just having you cheer on.
Adopt a kiddo for a game.
It's like a Big Brothers Big Sisters program.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
And this text says, as a kid whose parents couldn't make to any of my games, a random showing up to cheer me on would have been great growing up.
See?
Now that I agree with. But you painted this picture of Sandra Bullock calling the coach.
Well, I won't do that for a kid that's not mine.
Oh. Okay.
I'll only do that for my kid.
So now we're talking like...
talking like when I'm going, the sole purpose is to make a kiddo feel like someone's rooting for you. Someone has your back. There won't be any trash
talking.
It will just be like, hey, you don't have anybody rooting for you. I'm rooting for you today.
Now that would be a hell of a thing. That's what I'm thinking.
Now my kid is a different story.
Let's mix it up here, though. What if the parent that can't make it to the game wants a Sandra Bullock or aggressive parent?
Well, then maybe this is a new side hustle. maybe as a parent, you can hire me out to go to your kid's game that you can't go to, and you say, hey, kid's been working on X, Y, and Z. Remind him of that in the third inning, and I'll be like, done. And
done.
Then I go and tell him, hey, don't forget to squish the bug.
Next thing you know,
home run.
We could set up a profile.
A profile.
Like a Angie's List type app where the kid could pick out which kind of person he wants to root for him.
Yep.
Kids, umpires, and coaches could review your performance. Are you an aggressive style? Are you a rah-rah? Do you bring orange slices and Capri Suns? I don't know.
I can bring orange slices and Capri Suns.
What about Rice Krispie treats?
Only for after the
game. Just envision this as like kids walking into their little league park and there's like
AJ and all her friends.
There's AJ and her friends sitting in their folding chairs, reading their books or on their phones or whatever. And the kid's like, hey, you.
Yeah. Today? You're
my mommy. Come on, let's go. I want you to cheer me on today.
Hey.
That would be hilarious.
So you
no
guys,
kid left behind.
So
no
guys,
kid not rooted for.
Bingo.
That's the name. No kid not rooted for.
I bet there are parents that would pay for you to do this.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
I was going to say, this would be a rent-a-mom situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's a rent-a-fan.
It's a rent-a-fan. Yeah, it's a rent-a-mom. I don't really need all the responsibility of a mom.
No,
remember? We're not there.
Yeah. Yeah, rent-a-fan.
Rent-a-fan.
It'd be great. This is a great one. I got cheap shotted a couple times when I was a kid playing football. Next game, dad gets me all fired up, tells me not to be afraid. Maybe throw a punch in a dog pile, something like that. So on the kickoff, I'm the last guy to jump on the pile, throwing haymakers and hitting every kid I could. My dad's just sitting there, horrified at what he had just created.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, when parental advice goes wrong.
Oh, it happens so often.
I like this. Rent a fan brought to you by 1080
the
fan.
Yeah.
And Synergy.
I mean, look, we're not gonna put anybody's there. Hey, there's gonna be nobody's name behind this because you're gonna get some weirdos that sign up on this thing.
No. They'll be vetted.
Yeah, background checks.
I will vet. This is an upstanding program. This is a community service.
All right. Ooh, that was that.
That was.
I got a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. How many Blazer fans had FOMO last night watching the Utah Jazz play the Phoenix Suns?
Oh, that game was a thing of beauty.
I mean, I bet there aren't a ton of people that just flip that thing on just to watch it. But
why would you not? I think there's a lot of basketball fans who flipped it on.
Yeah, but I think with like the way the Blazers schedule is, I bet that Blazer fans like on an off night because it's every other night.
That's true.
It's action, 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 you know. Maybe you put some credits in the, you know, the home bank on a night like last night, or you caught up on your shows, because it takes a lot to be like a committed fan or watch. But you had the top two teams in the Western Conference playing each other, and it lived up to the billing. Like, it was a regular season game in the NBA where people say the regular season doesn't matter. That game had everything.
It was so much fun. From opening tip off to the final whistle of overtime, I was glued to that game.
And that is something where I think Blazer fans got FOMO, looking at where the Jazz were, where the Suns were last year, and where they are right now. That is, you had two different franchises, and one went the way of the Blazers, the other went the complete opposite, and which is the Blazers just stick to the process. Mm-hmm. Continuity will get us there. We're building, trust our roster, trust what we're building here. And it got Utah to the best team in the West. Phoenix went the complete opposite direction. And boy, is that paying off, because they turned over half their roster. They brought in Chris Paul after going undefeated in the bubble. And like, think of it in these terms. If the Blazers were in Phoenix's shoes last year, they go perfect in the bubble. They miss out on the playoffs. It would have been, hey, Devin Booker, Kelly Oubre, we know where we are. We like where DeAndre Ayton is. We're going to trust this. We're going to let it grow for another year. That would have been the way the Blazers go. I can hear Neil O'Shea spinning that right now.
That's the MO.
They said, wrong. Get rid of Oubre, bring in Chris Paul, bring in Jay Crowder at the deadline, go out and get a guy like Torrey Craig, and are aggressive and say, no, we're going to change our fortunes, and look at where they are right now. They are meteoric rise.
And I think the part that is even more FOMO for Portland is that not only do you have two teams, one of whom is doing it exactly the way that you've said you want to do it in Utah, but both of them are considered small market teams. Mm. And neither of them have one of the league's superstars, which the Blazers do, right? Like, yep. Damian Lillard, I mean, Cassidy Hubbard called him on the show like the most disrespected superstar, which I think is an interesting, you know, it's like confusing but accurate.
Yes,
is how it is, because he's not a LeBron James, a Kevin Durant. He doesn't command that national attention like he should for his play. But then you have the Jazz, who are centered around Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, and they're doing exactly what Portland has said they were doing in a small market. Salt Lake City is a small market. Phoenix is not a large market. It's not a superstar market. And that's the part I think that hurts the most if you're a Blazers fan, is seeing that, oh, this is working, and I'm not talking about the Lakers. I'm not talking about the Clippers. I'm not talking about the Knicks. I'm talking about Salt Lake City, and I'm talking about Phoenix.
And that is that it does sting, and it should sting for Blazer fans to watch how the high level that they're playing at, right? And Monty Williams, I root for Monty Williams, like, from his time here in Portland when he was an assistant under Nate, to everything that he went through, you know, losing his wife in Oklahoma City, and kind of the trials and tribulations that Monty's been through, for him to get this opportunity in Phoenix and to watch how he has kind of won that team over, it is awesome to see. But you sit there and you go, oh man, what if in Portland? And there was a tweet that I saw last night that it stung. And it stung big time for Blazer fans, which is, the West is loaded. I see five teams that can legitimately come out of the Western Conference this year. Guess who's sitting sixth? And on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. That's the one that stings, because this is where you go, how close has Portland been? And it was a big overhaul at Phoenix. It was a big roll of the dice that Phoenix made. And it's paying off for them in spades, man. It is a huge move in offense, defense, style of play. It's an overhaul, and man, is it working.
Yeah.
The moves that got Phoenix there are pretty interesting, though. And your feedback on the Blazers and where they need to go. Because Portland tonight, they have Utah. They got a break last night in this game. Silver lining? Overtime?
Yes. And what did I say yesterday? I said the best thing that Portland can hope for is that this thing's a freaking track meet. And what did we get? Overtime. Where overtime. Donovan Mitchell was required to do a whole heck of a lot. And now they have to fly back to Salt Lake and play Portland tonight.
Here's Will with SportsCenter. All right, this text or this tweet from Tim Bonatemps last night. Awesome game down the stretch here between Utah and Phoenix. I think there's five teams with a legit chance to make it out of the West this year. These playoffs, fingers crossed, everyone's healthy, should be so much fun to watch. Think about that. You're looking at the Western Conference, Utah, Phoenix, Clippers, Denver, and the fifth seed right now is the Lakers, who are waiting on LeBron and AD to come back. If they come back any semblance of themselves, you're looking at one heck of a playoff series.
Yep. And notice who's not mentioned.
Yeah, the sixth seed. But this is where it comes down to, like, Phoenix made a bold choice and they stuck with it. They said, okay, we could run it back. Let's do this thing again, or let's make a big change. And it wasn't a thing of, oh, we're not going to be able to afford it moving forward. It was, no, how do we improve this team right now? And they go and get CP3. They go and they get Jay Crowder. And those two guys add 35 points, 16 rebounds, and 11 assists last night. Pretty dang good.
And hasn't it been the case that, like, every time Chris Paul has gone somewhere, that team just gets better?
Yeah, I mean, even until he gets hurt.
Until he gets hurt. But, like, let's put it this way. He was able to kind of, like, lead the Houston Rockets into a championship situation. I mean, he wasn't the MVP on that team. Well, that was James
Thunder.
Harden.
What about the Thunder?
And the Thunder, yeah. And so it's like he's kind of doing this again in Phoenix, where he has Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton and saying, like, look, I'm going to lead you there, but once we get there, you guys are a little bit more talented. It's up to you.
And he's got those dudes, man. He has got those dudes. Like, DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker are special.
Yes. But here's one of the texters making a good point, is that the talent on the Suns and Jazz aren't far superior to the Blazers team. And that's what has to be so frustrating, is while the Blazers feel like they're just sort of treading water in sixth place because of constant injuries, because of an inability to get continuity and chemistry going, you see the Jazz and the Suns, the talk of the association. And keep in mind, Kevin Durant made his return last night.
Yes.
And yet it's the Suns and the Jazz that everyone is talking about. Zion Williamson and KD played each other last night, and we're talking about the Jazz and the Suns.
Yeah. And this is where you sit there, and we got Matt tweeting at us. He says, Jazz and Suns can have all the regular season success in the world. Why does it matter? Playoffs matter. The Blazers, Suns, and Jazz are all playing second fiddle come playoff time. It's the battle of LA out west. Regular season in the NBA is irrelevant. And you sit there and you look at that and go, all right, who's putting themselves in a position to be successful come playoff runs? And look, there is an element of, how are you going to square up in a 7-game series? And how will Utah and how will Phoenix do that? We can look at right now and just improving your team and improving your roster and say, damn, like, they're on a special path right now. And to that point, if that's why I said, look at the LA teams are struggling to keep pace health-wise on both fronts, both of the Clippers and the Lakers. And look, the Lakers will be the odds-on favorite to win this thing. They still are. Look, the Phoenix Suns, for even though they won that game last night, I think they have like the sixth best chance of coming out of the West, or fifth best chance of coming out of the West right now. And they just came off of one of the best wins of the season.
And I think that's of course, the playoffs are the game that matters the most. But I think what you're seeing, and sort of what you alluded to, is the fact that as the 1 or 2 seed, your path to the finals is easier, especially this year when the 7 and 8 seed are going to be coming off of a play-in tournament.
Right.
So you already have a shot to go into a Western Conference semifinals, a Western Conference finals, far more rested than your opponent. And where things happen that aren't supposed to happen is when one team has an advantage like that against the other. I don't care if LeBron and AD are back for the Lakers and they are fully healthy. You cannot tell me that the Jazz going for a 4-game sweep of whoever ends up in 8th and then playing whoever in the Western Conference finals, like, the path to the Western Conference finals is easier. Mm-hmm. And that deep anything can happen in the playoffs.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we were talking about, you know, Utah going to overtime last night, having that little bit of rest. Think of it in these terms of the playoffs and jockeying for position here. Clippers and Suns play tonight on TNT. Like the Clippers and the Suns will play. And if LA wins that game, all of a sudden they're just two games back of Phoenix down this final stretch and in this push. You're telling me they're not going to come out swinging when you have tiebreakers on the line? And the difference between if you are the two seed as opposed to, you know, the in the jockeying for that third and fourth spot where the Lakers are going to make a charge eventually, you're trying to figure out your next opponent in the second round of the playoffs. And that's where you want to be, right? Because that 4-5 matchup, you're going to go and what are you going to do? You're going to go see the one seed in the next round.
And you can only play the game that's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Jazz and the Suns are winning the majority of the games that are in front of them and has them at the 1-2. And to me, that says, after watching that game last night, I don't know that I'm not taking one of those teams against the Lakers or the Clippers.
Look, this is an interesting, when you see the text that come in at 503-250-1080, it's, hey, talk about effing Stotts right now, you know? Look, defenses, and watching how Monty Williams has got that group to commit, and Quinn Snyder has gotten them to commit on both ends of the floor. Of course. Look, and we've talked about this before, like,
ad nauseum.
How many times have you said the hourglass, the sands of the hourglass they're running? It's not just on Dame. It's on the defensive end and Terry Stotts. I mean, how long have we been talking about this? Like, Terry Stotts is a great coach, but the defensive end of the floor may be what loses him his job.
Oh yeah. Well,
for a long time, when we first started, that's what we were talking about. All season long, all really the tenure of Terry Stotts, with the exception of 1 year.
Well,
1 year.
And I think, too, you know, we're drawing this comparison between us
that
and
sucks.
The Suns, right? And we're saying, like, you know,
the Blazers and the Suns.
Yeah, the Blazers and the Suns,
not
right?
Me.
He always says us.
I know.
I never suit up. So,
well, I say us because I'm a lifelong fan. So I just, I assume everyone else is in my speaking vicinity.
And his lower back tattoo is a Blazers one. So
classic.
He wears the logo.
It's PJ Carlissimo looking over my. Looking over my pant line like this, and his hands are on the side, like, woo.
All right.
That's a lot of detail for something that I didn't think existed.
Line stepper Will.
Okay.
We always draw this comparison, right, between the Suns and what's going on with the Portland Trailblazers. And, you know, you mentioned defense with Terry Stotts, and honestly, I don't even know if it's defense at this point that's kind of driving Terry Stotts out of Portland, or at least from the fan opinion, driving him out. It's the fact that you don't see a future. You don't really see anything too bright going on in Portland. You just look at a team and you start to see that there's a pattern. There's a pattern of you are going to not do great in the start of the season. You're going to turn it on a little bit when we get to May. Then most likely you're going to have an early playoff exit. When you look at the Suns, it's a friggin' 180, dude. Mm-hmm. You see nothing but potential at this point. Geez, they could lock up Chris Paul for two more years and develop this thing even further and make a run at a title.
If with a LeBron, 38-year-old Chris Paul?
Hey, if he's
going
to
he's got Chris's secret stuff now.
That's true. I did notice that last night.
But hey, if he's going to be a leader of that team and you have LeBron James already showing that he's getting hurt and he might not be able to last, the Warriors look like they're in full deterioration mode. And really the biggest challenge you have at this point are the Nuggets and the Jazz. I mean, that's an incredibly bright future for Phoenix.
Oh, sure.
Especially in the immediate, future, which is what we talked about a few weeks ago, which is, if it doesn't work this year, do you blow it all up for one title run?
Yes.
Because that's what it feels like Phoenix did.
Yeah, I don't even know if his one title run, though, because of the way they've drafted so well.
That's true.
You know?
I mean, they
sucked for a long time.
Yes. But that's the trade-off.
Yep.
So you have a year where they're 8-0 in the bubble, leading into a year where are they first or second right now?
Second.
Second right now in the West. And so how many years of being the basement of the West did you have to survive before you're here?
Well,
and
you,
is that worth it?
You mentioned this yesterday, that the schedule lighten up for Portland. Will mentioned it just a minute ago. They always make a run. The Portland Trailblazers, after this game against Utah, have got Detroit, Miami, Boston, San Antonio, Charlotte. This is then the Blazers do make pushes, and this will be a push. This will be, and it could start tonight because Utah coming off a loss on the road in overtime where they were run ragged. The Blazers could jump on them in Salt Lake City and then go on this run over this next stretch. And then people be like, see, we knew that everything was okay. But will anything have actually really changed?
I think the consistent part for Portland has still been, even in their runs, their defense has not been great, right? Like their defense, even in that, what was it, 4-0 on the road stretch against those really bad teams.
Yes.
Their defense still wasn't stellar. They were still allowing more than 100 points a game. Mm-hmm. So for me to believe that there's improvement, regardless of how many wins they get over this stretch, I need to see defense.
Exactly.
I need to see defense, and need to see Jusuf Nurkić on the court.
Ooh, maybe we'll have an update to that some point today.
Do we have that next? What would you like?
I want that next. Okay. I want the update next.
I'll give it to you next.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app. Time that you cross my mind. All right, what's up with Nurk? Do we have any updates?
I have
for
an injury.
Jusuf Nurkić.
I do.
You have to say his name like that, though.
I shan't.
You shall.
I shan't.
Nurkić! Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
Anyway, so there will be another injury report released later today, but the latest injury report I have says Portland guard Norman Powell is probable with left big toe inflammation.
Would that be squishy toe, Will? Will Darkins, our medical professional, squishy toe? Okay.
I'm sorry. Left toe inflammation.
Left big toe, actually.
Now, don't laugh at that. That hurts. I've had this before.
You've had squishy toe?
Yeah. Tell us. What?
It hurts. Try to do anything athletic without your big toe.
No, you can't. I know. Your big toe is a sneakily important part of the
body.
It's
your balance. I know. It hurt. Like, and when you hurt, you're like, oh, yeah. I've had that.
I know.
Will.
Okay, so anyway, he's probable.
It does sound like a silly injury, though.
So he's probable. Jusuf Nurkić with his right knee inflammation, a.k.a. squishy right knee.
If they get Nurkić back.
That was great. Nurk is questionable for tonight.
So he's out.
Well, we might get another update even before the show is over, but that's what I got right now.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well. Why don't we have more Charles Barkley drops on this show?
We do. We have a lot.
We need a lot. We also need some Candace Parker.
We'll get some Candace Parker.
If they get Nurkić back.
Especially some Candace Parker finger wagging on Shaq.
Listen.
Shut up, Shaq.
Yeah. I love their relationship. Yeah. It's my favorite.
I mean, does that encourage anyone?
Either one of those? No, squishy toe and squishy knee. Not good. No. And
we've got to bifurcate those two things.
They're different injuries on different people, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But
bad boys
they've got to be bad boys tonight.
They're going to need to be, because you certainly are not going to do well against even an exhausted Jazz team if you don't have Jusuf Nurkić.
Do we see TJ tonight? You think?
TJ Leaf?
Yeah.
Are you the first person to ask that question ever?
Well, who are you going to put out there? Cantor can't guard Rudy Gobert. I'm going to predict Rudy Gobert puts up 25. I'm serious. He's going to put up 25 on Enes Kanter. This is going to be bad.
If Nurk's out, I want to see more Harry Giles.
Yeah, Harry Giles would be good. We haven't seen him. I mean, I know he's been kind of struggling with some injuries and everything. Yeah, but like
calf strain.
Man, you want to talk about just throwing a body in there and, you know.
Six fouls.
Yeah.
Use him.
Yeah, just come on.
I can't figure out if I love or hate Rudy Gobert. It really is a problem for me.
Okay.
Because he might be like the most annoying player. And it's like, but you're like, I kind of like what he's putting down. But then you're like, no, I don't like you.
It's creatively annoying.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so like it's not the overt Draymond kicking out his leg every single time someone goes up for a shot. But last night, Rudy Gobert faked that his contact fell out.
Yeah. That was an aggressive move by him.
What?
And then took his sweet little time to walk back over.
Like, are you serious? Do you think I'm going to miss this free throw? I'm 35. I've made up 18 million of these.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was funny.
But it's like his little maneuvers and stuff. It's like if you're a Jazz fan, you love Rudy Gobert.
Totally.
Which tells me I hate him. But if like the minute that Portland, like if they ever traded for him, I'd be like, oh, love the pickup.
Yep.
Love the pickup of Gobert.
Yep.
He's the guy where if he's on your team, you would 100% be behind him.
Yes.
And remember when there was a rift between him and Donovan Mitchell last year?
Yes.
And it was like because of the whole COVID thing.
Well, there
and,
was a rift between Gobert and the rest of the league.
Yeah, but it was like, is this an, this goes back to the Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. Remember, that was an irreparable relationship between Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. It seems to be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
They are the top team in the Western Conference right now.
And doing just fine on the court, chemistry wise.
Boy. What a few months can do for you. All right, coming up next hour, we have got smoke and mirrors in the NFL. But next, something the Ducks and Beavers can't agree upon. And it has to do with making sure the former greats don't get a piece of the pie. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.